This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The pharmaceutical industry as it exists today is a giant fraudulent racket. It's a joke.
The Health Ranger Report.
It's not based on real science. They don't help people. They make people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is going to be an astonishing podcast that will blow your mind about the state of medicine in America today. I have to correct this narrative that's being pushed out there by people on the right, the White House, Republicans, as well as people on the left, plus the FDA, the drug companies, and the mainstream media as well. Let me give you the context for this. With the GOP passing its healthcare reform bill through the House, but not yet the Senate as of this recording, the people on the left are screaming at the top of their lungs that this GOP healthcare bill is going to kill people, that people are going to die. And they keep screaming this all over the media. People are going to die if they don't get their healthcare that Obamacare gave them. Now, this is not about Obamacare. This is about something totally different. It's about the assumption that people believe on the left and the right that our healthcare system saves lives. In truth, fewer people would die in America if the entire healthcare system that we have today, except for the emergency rooms, was completely shut down. That's right. You heard me correctly. Right now, 783,000 lives are killed every year by doctors, hospitals, drugs, botched surgical procedures, bariatric surgery gone bad. Look, almost 750,000 people, well, over 750,000 are killed every year in America by medicine. 783,000, that's actually an old statistic. It could be a lot higher by now. We know that pharmaceuticals alone kill anywhere from 100,000 to 200,000 people every year, just the drugs alone. And by the way, deaths caused by doctors and medicine, they're called iatrogenic deaths. So you can look up some recent statistics on that if you're interested. There's a very important book that you need to read on this. It's called Less Medicine, More Health. And it's written by a doctor, Dr. Gilbert Welch. And I have read this book and his other book called Overdiagnosed, Making People Sick in the Pursuit of Health. These are two must-read books, but especially his most recent one, which is Less Medicine, More Health. Now, Dr. Gilbert Welch, this book is very rationally written for the most part. He goes through the reasoning and the statistics, and he talks about the fact that much of what goes on in medicine today is mass overdiagnosis, calling people, you know, telling them they have cancer when they don't, overdiagnosing problems, over-administering surgical interventions, diagnostic testing that's not necessary, and putting people on prescription drugs that only make them sicker and more diseased. The simple fact of the matter is that if you eliminated the entire system of medicine, if you eliminated Obamacare, if you eliminated the GOP healthcare system, if you eliminated every pharmaceutical except, again, emergency medicine like painkillers and frontline antibiotics and so on, I'm talking about eliminating all the statin drugs, all the blood pressure drugs, all the chemotherapy drugs, all the diabetes drugs and so on. If you eliminated the entire system, fewer people would die in America. In other words, our healthcare system is so bad today that it kills more people than it saves. I'm not denying that it saves some people. What I'm saying is that the net effect, the net loss of life is higher. I mean, it's a positive number. The net loss of the number of people killed is greater than the number of people saved by modern medicine. That's what I'm saying. 300,000 people a year, something like that. Maybe it's 240,000, up to 300,000 people a year are said to die from cancer in the United States. Did you know that most of those so-called cancer deaths are really death by chemotherapy? It's the chemotherapy that's killing the patients more than the cancer, but all the death certificates say that they died from cancer. They don't say they died from chemotherapy. It's a cover-up. It's the drugs that are killing people. And this doctor, Gilbert Welch, in his books, he talks about this, and he's rational, too. He understands that there's a place for medicine, as I do. There is obviously a place for emergency medicine. We need emergency rooms. We need to treat people for trauma, for accidents, you know, car injury, you know, automobile accidents, gunshot wounds. You know, if you happen to live in Chicago, you're probably going to be shot or stabbed sooner or later because of the nightmare that that city has become. So we need emergency rooms. No one is denying that. We need acute intervention for people who are seriously injured. What we are talking about, Dr. Gilbert Welch and myself as well in this case, we are talking about the failure of the system of medicine that claims to treat chronic degenerative disease. Our system is so bad, the medical system in America today is so bad at, quote, treating these diseases that it literally kills far more people than it saves. So Obamacare kills more people than it saves. The GOP healthcare bill kills more people than it saves. Government-run medicine kills more people than it saves. It doesn't matter whether it's a leftist healthcare system or a Trump or a GOP healthcare system or socialized medicine or Medicare, Medicaid. If the government is running the system, it's going to be inefficient and incompetent just by definition. But even if the government wasn't running the system, if it's just a private insurance system like we used to have, it still kills more people than it saves. So let's stop with the nonsense of saying or assuming that coverage is going to always help people, that treatment always helps people. Nonsense. More often than not, treatment kills people. Treatment is a way for the drug companies to make money and the medical imaging equipment companies to make money and the cancer industry to make money. I mean, look at the cancer doctor up in Detroit, Dr. Fareed Fatah, indicted by the FBI, investigated by the FBI, indicted by the Department of Justice, now serving something like 24 years in federal prison. What did he do? He took all of these African-American patients walking through his door and he diagnosed them all falsely with cancer. And he hooked them up to the chemotherapy tubes and he started pumping chemotherapy into them, destroying their kidneys and their hearts and their brains. Literally, chemo brain is one side effect of chemotherapy poisoning, destroying their immune systems, telling them they had chemotherapy, while he's billing the government for this treatment. Do you think that that treatment is helping those people? Of course it wasn't. It was destroying those people, destroying their lives, but it was treatment. All right, well, you might say that's an extreme example. Not all doctors are criminals and fraudsters. I agree. Not all of them are, but in the cancer industry, a whole lot of them are. But let's pick another example. Let's go to psychiatry. A parent says, oh, his boy, little Johnny, can't focus in class and he needs treatment intervention. And he goes to a psychiatrist and they say, oh, sure enough, your child has a brain chemistry imbalance and it needs to be corrected with this chemical intervention medication known as Ritalin or whatever they want to prescribe. You put the kid on the drug. It's basically speed. It's an amphetamine drug. Harms the child's brain development, right? Harms the child and causes a whole host of other diseases and disorders. Or you take somebody who's suffering from depression, and what happens? The doctor wants to put them on an antidepressant drug. So they get on an antidepressant drug. What happens next? Well, the SSRI drugs also screw with their sugar metabolism, and pretty soon they're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And then they need to get on a diabetes drug, and then the diabetes drug causes a liver function disorder. So they get on the liver drug, and then the liver drug causes a cardiovascular heart disease risk increase. So they get on a heart drug. Now they're on four different drugs, and then they start forgetting things. They start having early Alzheimer's and dementia. So they get put on an Alzheimer's drug, and then an osteoporosis drug, and then pretty soon they got to have a drug to urinate. They got to have a drug to get an erection. They got to have a drug to evacuate their bowels on the toilet. They got to have a drug to sleep, a drug to wake up. Pretty soon they're on a dozen prescriptions, and they're dying. This is how our healthcare system actually functions today. It exploits people for profit. It does not prevent disease. It does not heal anybody. And, you know, again, I understand the emergency room thing. You know, if you get a gunshot wound, you go in there and they got to patch you up. They got to, you know, put your blood vessels back together if they can, sew your finger back on. I get it. They're saving lives. Yay for the emergency room surgeons. They have a very important role to play in our society. I'm not denying that. You know, and the EMTs and the paramedics, they all do a great job. They're very important for our society. But these doctors that say, oh, you need an antidepressant drug, and you need a blood pressure drug, and you need a cholesterol drug, and you need this, and you need that, and they slap you with 15 prescriptions, and you're nothing, like, they're just a drug dealer. They're like a pharmaceutical vending machine human whore bag, and then you, as the patient, are nothing but a drug disposal system that allows them to bill the government for all of these pharmaceuticals and all of these procedures that are totally unnecessary. Again, you go back and read this book, Less Medicine, More Health, by Dr. Gilbert Welch. You gotta read it. I'm looking at it on Amazon right now. It's 4.5 stars. That's a very high rating. And this guy's attacked by the medical system almost as much as I am. I mean, the pharmaceutical industry hates this guy. Why? Because he dares to tell the truth about overdiagnosis and too much medical imaging tests that people don't need, and too much intervention, chemical intervention that people don't need. So, you know, stop this foolishness of thinking, you know, if you're a leftist, let's say, and you're screaming and screaming and screaming, everybody's going to die because Obamacare was dropped. Truthfully, more lives will be saved by dropping healthcare coverage, given the astonishingly horrific state of our healthcare system today, which is basically a drug-pushing cartel monopoly that treats patients like drug disposal systems. Now, if we had an honest healthcare system, that could be totally different. Suppose we had an honest healthcare system that covered holistic health, that covered naturopathy, that covered nutritional supplements to treat nutritional deficiencies such as iodine deficiency, which affects over 2 billion people right now on our planet, or vitamin D deficiency, which causes an increase in the risk of cancer, or certain mineral deficiencies such as selenium or zinc or magnesium. Imagine if you could get chiropractic care as part of a healthcare plan to help keep you healthy, you know, help your neurology, help your spinal function. Chiropractors have a lot to offer our society. They, in many cases, they know more about health than doctors coming out of med school, by the way. I'd much rather see a chiropractor than a physician for most issues. And you have all these other healing arts practitioners. Massage therapy is very, very important, actually, can really help boost circulation, move lymph. You've got thermography for breast cancer detection, does not emit radiation, doesn't give you cancer, but is very good at detecting possible early stage breast cancer, less invasive, safer, more natural. You have all of these things, and yet our healthcare system refuses to cover any of them. They don't cover traditional Chinese medicine. They don't cover acupuncture. They don't cover chiropractic care, herbalism, any of these things that are low cost, high safety, and highly effective, and also backed by good, solid scientific evidence as well, including acupuncture. There's a ton of scientific evidence behind acupuncture if you want to look at the scientific literature, the medical literature. All you got to do is do some searching on PubMed, the National Library of Medicine. Or just go to science.naturalnews.com and search there. We've got over 12 million studies right there that you can search for any of these health conditions. So in conclusion, if we had a healthcare system that was actually health and care, then then coverage would help people prevent disease and reverse disease and treat disease and so on. But that's not what we have. We just have an FDA-enforced monopolistic drug cartel medical mafia system and a bunch of vaccine criminals and villains who are pushing toxic mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, and other ingredients onto children, damaging their brains, damaging their kidneys, making them autistic or on the autism spectrum disorder, you know, Asperger's and so on. They're harming kids. They're creating future patients for the drug cartels, you see. And what we really have is a system that just preys upon human beings like predatory medicine. They want to stick these little pills in your mouth. Or in California, they want to do it at gunpoint. They want to inject your child with mercury at gunpoint because it's mandatory now. And then they want you to go back for repeat business. So you have another symptom and another disease and another complaint. Keep going back to your doctor. Don't worry, they have another pill for you, another pill that's making the drug companies rich while it's bankrupting our entire nation. That is the sick care system that we have today. And it's not just sick in terms of biology sickness. It's a mental sickness that dominates our healthcare system today. These people that run it are mentally ill. And yet, they determine all the narratives about vaccines or immunizations or cancer or cholesterol. What? And it's insane. And just to wrap this up, look, I haven't seen a doctor in I don't know how long. I don't get vaccinated. I don't take medications. I don't visit doctors. Why? Why? I don't get an annual exam. I'm almost 50. Why do I not go see doctors? The answer is because I don't want them to fabricate some fake diagnosis to try to scare me into some kind of treatment that's just going to enrich them. And I don't need their medications. I don't need their vaccines. I don't need their damn diagnostic tests. If I want a diagnostic test of my cardiovascular health, I go to a Chinese medicine doctor and I get a pulse analysis. Pulse analysis by a competent Chinese medicine doctor can tell you vastly far more information than anything from an MRI or a CAT scan or anything that a doctor with all their technology and tools can tell you, because they are morons when it comes to holistic health. They've never been trained in cause and effect. They don't understand the reality of the holistic nature, the synergistic nature of the human body, how the organ systems work together. Western medical doctors, they just work in parts. You know, this part, that part. Oh, you got a toe doctor and a foot doctor and a nutsack doctor and an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And you got a heart doctor and you got a lung doctor. And none of these doctors have any idea how all the other parts work with the parts that they're not experts in. And so they're illiterate about the holistic function of the human body. That's why I don't go see these doctors. They have nothing to offer me. I'll go see chiropractors for preventative treatments, you know, adjustments. Those are very helpful. I'll go see massage therapists. I'll go see healing arts practitioners. Even a combination of aromatherapy and acupuncture, hot stone massage. You know, all of these things are very, very valuable. Plus, I take care of myself. I do body rolling all the time. I do yoga, Pilates. I do cardiovascular. You know, I do walking. I do, weight training, resistance training, and things like that. So I take care of myself and I eat superfoods, nutritional supplements. I have a super awesome smoothie every morning with turmeric, cacao, coconut water, organic bananas, and a bunch of superfood powders from my own store, healthrangerstore.com, where we have everything laboratory tested, everything. We don't use China ingredients, except in very rare cases where we test them and like goji berries. You got to get them from certain high elevation places in the Himalayas. But in general, we avoid China stuff. We avoid GMOs. We don't have heavy metals in our products. You know, we test for everything. It's super clean, super foods. And that's what I take. And that's how I stay healthy. Why would I want to invade my body with a toxic pharmaceutical medication that costs, you know, $100 a pill when I can go to my own online store, healthrangerstore.com, and I can buy the world's cleanest turmeric powder for a fraction of that and it'll last a whole month? You know, why would I waste money on pharmaceuticals that make the drug companies rich when I can invest money in super potent natural medicines from Mother Nature that are ultra clean, ultra potent, and that are a fraction of the price? You see, to me, my food is my medicine. I don't need big pharma. I don't need to be injected with mercury to resist the flu. I'm not afraid of any flu. The flu can't touch me. The flu, I have like total flu immunity just because I take vitamin D and vitamin C and turmeric, take care of my health. The flu doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't scare me one bit. Walk into a school full of, you know, infected flu sneezers. No problem. My immune system can handle it. You see, it's all the difference in the world. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this up, but don't have blind faith in this medical system, whether it's Obamacare or Trump care or Paul Ryan care, GOP care. Look, I'm going to say something even more controversial right now, and then I'm going to wrap this up. Every lawmaker in Washington, D.C., Republicans and Democrats alike, with just very, very few exceptions, like maybe Rand Paul, a couple of others, but almost every lawmaker in Washington is a pharmaceutical prostitute whore. That's all they are. They push pharma profits. They push vaccines. They are scientifically illiterate. They're medically illiterate. Again, exceptions being like Rand Paul, who's not medically illiterate, thankfully. You know, he also understands the basics of liberty, which is very important as well. But by and large, these people are morons when it comes to science and medicine and pharmacology, or immunology for that matter, but they are more than happy to bend over, pull their pants down, and let Big Pharma drill them with whatever, however much money it takes for them to vote yes on that next big pharmaceutical payout bill, which was Obamacare in the last case. That was nothing but a giant handout to the drug companies. And before Obama, it was the Bush administration that made it illegal for the government to get discounts on drugs from the pharmaceutical companies, ensuring massive payouts to Big Pharma. Bush did it. Obama did it. God help us if Trump does it too. I mean, let's see where this thing goes. So far, it's looking bad. I mean, so far, it's like, where's the health in healthcare reform? Seriously, how are you going to make America great again if everybody's on medication all the time? How are you going to make America great again if everybody's vitamin D deficient and they're growing cancer tumors every winter here in North America? How are you going to make America great again if you have cancer-causing sodium nitrite in the hot dogs and the beef jerky and the bacon and the sausage and the FDA and the USDA won't do a damn thing to get these cancer-causing chemicals out of the food supply because they don't want to anger the big food giants who are also, you know, donating money for the re-election campaigns for all these lawmakers. You can't make America great again if America is mass medicated half to death by these drug companies and poisoned half to death by these toxic food companies. You gotta stop the poisoning, which of course is something that I've been repeating again and again, hoping that maybe some intelligent person in Washington, D.C. might someday hear these words and actually do something about it and not be a prostitute whorebag for the pharmaceutical industry. But so far, that hasn't happened. So I'm not holding my breath on all this. But finally, if you think that the healthcare system makes people healthy, go to a pharmacy sometime. Go in there and just watch those people who are lined up at CVS or Walmart or Walgreens or grocery store, whatever, your local pharmacy. Watch those people. Look at the people that are there frequently who are getting a lot of prescriptions. Just take a look at those people and ask yourself, are these healthy people? Because the answer is no. They are not healthy people. They're kind of scary, sickly people. Like a lot of them can't even walk. And they have to use the BP carts, you know, to ride in there to pick up their prescriptions, or they can't even get out of the car, so they're going through the pharmacy drive-through. Can't even walk out of a car. If you can't even walk across a parking lot, you don't have health, buddy. That's not health. That's a drug dependency that just happens to be legal. You know, and I understand there are people who've had injuries and so on and can't get out of a car. I'm not talking about that. You know I'm not talking about that. You know, physically handicapped or war veterans who had injuries, I understand that. There's a place for a drive-through pharmacy, but I'm talking about the people who are on so many cholesterol medications that it has sapped their muscle weakness to the point where they can't even stand up anymore. They used to be healthy people. They got on, you know, some cholesterol drug, and now they can't walk. That's what I'm talking about, because the drugs made them sick. You watch those people going in and out of the pharmacy. They are not typically healthy individuals. If our healthcare system worked, the people picking up the meds at the pharmacy would be the healthiest people you'd see in society. But that's obviously not the case, which is proof that the drug cartel system doesn't make people healthy. It actually contributes to their ongoing sickness and disease, which is the entire point of the for-profit medical system in the first place. All right, I hope you found this perhaps a little bit informative. Maybe slightly amusing, I don't know. But it is the truth. So again, finally, read these books by Dr. Gilbert Welch, Less Medicine, More Health, and his earlier book called Overdiagnosed, Making People Sick in the Pursuit of Health. And no, Dr. Gilbert Welch did not ask me to plug his books or anything like that. I just found his books, actually, and they were amazing, eye-opening even to me. In fact, I got to reread this more recent one, Less Medicine, More Health. I got to go through it again. It's just mind-blowing, page after page. I'm like, wow, why isn't this guy the Surgeon General? You know, I think maybe President Trump should put this guy in charge of the FDA. That would be awesome. That would be better than Scott Pruitt at the head of the EPA. It would be amazing to see that happen. I don't know. In any case, take care of your health, because believe me, your government is not going to take care of your health for you. If you don't do it, forget it. They're not going to do it for you. And if you think your government is going to take care of your health, you're a moron. You think Obamacare is going to take care of your health with the Obamacare Health, you know, Affordable Care Act? No, he's taking care of the drug companies. Come on. You know that. You are responsible for your health. No one else, not your government, not an insurance company, not Obama, not Trump, nobody else. You are responsible for your health. So start eating right and stop depending on somebody else to solve your health problems. That's the real answer. If most of the country matured to the point where people just started taking responsibility for what they eat and you know, get off the couch and get off that daytime television, stop watching Oprah Winfrey and go out and take a walk around the house for a change, plant some bulbs in the yard or something, then we'd have less obesity, less diabetes, less cancer. We'd have healthier people. Anyway, I could go on, but you get the point. Thank you for listening. Check out more of my podcasts on science and medicine at healthrangerscience.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, You get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.